doing whatever is right in your own eyes.
You shall not do according to all we do here in the camp this day. Every man doing whatever looks right in his own eyes. Deuteronomy 12:8.
One of the biggest lessons I am learning is not to do whatever looks right in my own eyes. Doing what is right in my own eyes means that I would go straight into defense mode when someone is rude to me. Doing what is right in my own eyes means that I would believe every thought, positive or negative, that enters my mind. Doing what is right in my own eyes means that I am not relying on God for His opinion or guidance. Doing what is right in my own eyes means that I am led by my own desires and not by my perfect Father's will. Doing what is right in my own eyes means that I am not subject to the control of God's Spirit.
Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Romans 8, verses 12 to 14.
I bless you to understand that you have an obligation to do whatever looks right in your own eyes or to be led by the Spirit of God. I have found that it does not pay off to do whatever is right in my own eyes, because it leads to death. I'm not talking about death when you leave this earth, but death here on this earth, pain, heartache, despair. I bless you not to do whatever is right in your own eyes, but to place your spirit, soul, and body under the control of the Spirit of God, and you will live. I bless you.